one step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, welcome to the full gamut. From one end of the spectrum to the other, you've got the joy and euphoria of beating the Warriors late night, and then you have the Astros.
More like what's down, H-Town, that frown. More sad feelings, that's what's down.
Smile turned upside down.
It's a frown. What's down, H-Town?
Sick feeling in my stomach yesterday watching him cough that one up. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about, but honestly, what everybody is talking about is the fact that a four-run lead turned into six unanswered runs, and the Yankees now are back in the series, tied at two. The only good news, it's a best of three, and you have Keuchel and Verlander lined up in the next two as they wrap up the New York part of the series today. But man, oh man, oh man. Take a steel-toed work boot and kick me in the grapes, and then realize that I'm still feeling sick to my stomach because of what I witnessed. But there are a lot of angry Houstonians today.
I like that everybody is just fired up mad at AJ Hinch.
Yeah.
Like he's the one that gave up the runs.
It started after the game, but I got people tweeting, texting, and saying, hey, topic one of your show should be, should A.J. Hinch be fired if they don't win this series?
What's hilarious to me is that I've been asking for Lance McCullers to start in a game since the championship series started. I was lobbying for him for game three. If you're up 2-0, it should have happened. I want him to see him do this. And everyone was like, McCullers, you can't trust McCullers. He's a bum. He's not, you can't do that. Then he gets in there, and everyone's like, why'd you take him out? Well, make up your mind. Is he a bum? Can he pitch or not?
Here's what I don't like. I don't like that you have major leaguers in the studio that are being paid to be analysts on a series, and they don't do enough homework to realize when they go absolutely ballistically nuts why McCullers wasn't left in the ballgame after he gave up the home run to Judge. Well, he exceeded expectations. He hadn't pitched that long. He hadn't been back long enough to even have the track record to say lately he had been thrown into the sixth or seventh innings. He had thrown a lot of pitches. You want him to come back. You know that he already gave you more than you were expecting, so you don't get it. And you didn't do enough research to figure it out. This wasn't a guy that was a regular rotation guy that hadn't missed a start in the last couple months of the season. So do some research. Figure it out. I mean, the fact of the matter was, the last time he pitched out of the bullpen. I was totally fine with taking him out of the game when AJ did because I expected him to go five or less. He got you into the seventh. He gave up the home run to Judge. Yeah, you could have stayed with him.
What was he at, 80 pitches?
He was over 80.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
You knew that there was going to be a short lease on Lance McCullers. And as soon as he gave up a run, that deepened. Now, if that would have happened in the first inning to Judge, it's different.
Sure.
But when you get to 80 pitches, the limited amount of times that he's pitched post-All-Star break, I get it.
I totally get it. But this set people off with the fire A.J. Hinch. And then I'm interested to see where you're at on this, because this was one of the things that you were really fired up for before the playoffs started. But if you weren't going to start Peacock in game four, should he have been the first guy out of the bullpen in game four? Because Chris Devinsky looked awful.
Yeah, he did. I think there's no one in that pen that you can rely on now. Musgrove didn't, he started, he came in and got you out of a jam, kind of. He leaves the inning 4-2, which isn't bad, but then he comes in and falters, and you got to move on. And I don't know that AJ Hinch trusts anyone in that pen. And after Brad Peacock's outing in the Red Sox series, do you even trust him?
McHugh is the only guy that's come in and been stellar, right?
I've been waiting for that banner too. The most consistent guy in the rotation. He also proved to me maybe the most consistent or the best guy out of the pen.
Boy, the circle of death for Chris Devinsky has turned into the circle of breath as he breathed life into the Yankees with every pitch he threw. And it got him fired up. I mean, I'm tired of the New York media. I'm tired of saying that the spark that lit the flame was the Aaron Judge home run. And everybody's all giddy. But overall, you're laying in the bed that you made. I mean, you're laying in your own mess now. And of course, everybody's ready to wave the white flag, throw in the towel. They're done. They're just going to fold up their tents, and this is going to be the beginning of the end. I don't see that because I like the fact that in a three-game series, you got two of the three, you know, at home, and if you need them, and you have your two best pitchers lined up. So we'll see. We've talked about the fact that Tanaka has been better at home than he has been on the road, but he better be. Because Keuchel's on full rest, and you fully expect him to be a horse today.
It's funny, too, because I'm looking at the box score. McCullers goes into the seventh inning. He got six innings, one earned run, 81 pitches, 50 strikes. He had a good outing. He pitched well. Yeah.
Two hits, and then one was the home run in the seventh.
Yeah, two hits, two walks. Davinsky goes 0.1 innings, gives up the earned run, but he had a much worse outing than what that even says. Musgrove goes two-thirds of an inning, two earned runs. Giles goes a third of an inning, two earned runs. And then Gregerson comes in, two-thirds of an inning, no earned runs. Still no earned runs in the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken. The only guy out of that pen right now that I think that hasn't given up a run in the playoffs.
Besides McHugh.
Well, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I would, because I feel like he's still a rotation guy, but yeah. You're right, besides McHugh. Man, it's bubble gum and duct tape in the bullpen right now.
And then
I see Liriano warming up. I was like, oh, hell no.
Because even Hinch in his pregame press conference yesterday said, I think we've passed that point where even if you do want to use him,
you can't
because he's not sharp enough.
Nope.
His stuff isn't where it should be.
Yeah, Gregerson has gone 2 2/3 of an inning. He went 2 innings in the Boston series. He went 2/3 of an inning last night. No earned runs, 1 hit. 3 strikeouts.
Now, with all that being said, we cover nothing but pitching. The fact that the bats are non-existent, the fact that Springer finally got a little, and you realize, too, some of the scrutiny that a guy like Aaron Judge has to deal with on a regular basis, but Springer was just getting hammered because of the fact that he's like 1-for-14 now in this series, and finally said, hey, hitting is hard, guys. Hitting is tough. You know,
yeah,
you
ask
fail
Aaron
70%
Judge.
Of the time.
Ask Aaron Judge.
Now, but at the same time, aside from maybe Yuli Gurriel, and Altuve early in the series, and sporadically Correa. But, you know, guys that were lighting it up for this team all year are just struggling
against
the
Red Sox. Well, you're facing good pitching, and the bats have gone cold, and it happens. I mean, they went cold during the year. You're going to have spurts where you cool off, and right now they happen to be cooled off.
It's the wrong time.
I'm curious how much of the cold weather has to do with it with these guys. They're not a cold weather team. The Yankees obviously are up there a little bit more. They're maybe playing. I don't know. It looked to me like in the first game in New York that it might have affected them a little bit.
I agree.
I don't know that necessarily yesterday was a good excuse, but the bats have gone cold. There's no doubt. And they're going to have to figure something out. And I said yesterday that I felt like if they didn't get it turned around, they could be in trouble. But it's funny because baseball is such a weird sport. You look at Aaron Judge and how bad he's been in the playoffs. And then
broke
comes
the record
around
in the opening series for strikeouts in a series. I mean, that's all he did was strike out in their first round series.
Yeah, I mean, he got the one home run against the Twins in the wild card and didn't do squat. Had one hit up until 2 days ago. And then he gets the home run, and then now he's got back-to-back home runs in two games. Baseball's a fickle sport. Like, you can't predict it. It's so difficult. And it's easy to, I mean, it's crazy to see how easy you can turn it around. He's now 3-for-6 in his last two games after going 0-for horrible. He went like 2-for-20-something. Really bad. But it's amazing how it turns around real quick.
I don't know, but I had the feeling, too, when McCullers came out in the seventh, I just had a feeling he was going yard. I didn't want it to happen, but because, you know, McCullers' stuff was starting to slip a little bit, too, I feared it, but I didn't think it was going to be like this. I mean, even Lisa was like, oh, they still got this.
Yeah.
Who would have called 6 straight runs, you know, to turn the thing around? But now it's upside down. Now everybody's pressing the panic button, and hopefully Dallas Keuchel can settle everybody down as we continue to go deeper into this series. Game 5, 4:08 Central Time today. So we'll see exactly what we have to play with coming back to Houston. So we've got Way Back Wednesday today.
Yeah. Today is Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre produced songs.
The Defiant Ones pre-2000.
I'm going first. I really wanted JJ Fad coming back from the break, but it's all right. I wanted to be able to show Joel my rapping skills.
I effed that up. Your rapping skills? I did you a favor.
You did me a favor for sure. Thank you.
Yeah, so Supersonic was produced by Dr. Dre, which is one of those things you tend to forget.
Well, if you haven't seen the Defiant Ones series.
I was totally forgotten about that, too.
If you haven't seen the series and you realize that this song provided the finances.
Yeah.
To allow NWA to make their next album.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yep.
So that's some good stuff. Josh, we see you. We're going to get to you. And by the way, if you want to be like Josh and chime in on the HRNP listener line, 713-780-3776. You can call. You can text that line. Barry checks the text messages throughout the show. So we'll have those for you as well. And then, of course, if you want to tweet us, you can tweet us as well. You can reach us at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, and, of course, at Pac-Man Joel
Foods
with
here.
A K. We are the usual suspects, are going to be eating lunch because Great Barbecue has just arrived, and we will have updates in mere minutes. Don't go anywhere. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. You know that our rhymes are so bionic.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the show, The Usual Suspects. Joel, Barry, and Nick with you until 4 o'clock. The food is here, and Joel is eating. Oh, bro, you just went straight fingers into the meat with no tongs. I hate you. You're the most disgusting person.
Did he really just do that?
Yeah, he did. It's the rudest thing I've ever seen.
In what? The beef?
In the brisket.
What?
Yeah. Yes. I don't understand people today. They're raised with no manners. They're savages.
He put his fingers in his beans, too.
Oh my God.
He just scooped it up with his hand.
So I don't understand. I dropped a piece of brisket and it landed on the edge of the pan. That's what I picked up.
So your fingers didn't come anywhere near the brisket.
That's better because there's more for everybody else. Then.
Savage. Hey, shout out to Jeremy. Said, thank God Usual Suspects are on. Appreciate you.
Shout out.
Hey, big shout out, though, to Dickie's Barbecue. On West Belford.
Anil's the man.
Anil came through in the clutch in a big way with some great barbecue. They are featuring great specials for tailgating. So check out Dickie's Barbecue on West Belford.
Here's the tailgate pack. You ready?
Yep.
Two pounds of brisket, which is what I think this is what we got here. 2 pounds of brisket, 2 pounds of pulled pork, 64-ounce potato salad, 64-ounce coleslaw, 64-ounce beans, barbecue beans, 12 rolls, which everyone is already circling, by the way, the rolls, and then utensils and plates. That's insane. Can we just go to break now? Like, screw this segment and let me eat?
It's a great deal. And I'm very picky about the taste of, like, potato salad, coleslaw kind of things, the sides.
I'm surprised.
The sides are really good.
It must be good food because usually you eat like a bird.
Yep. Not today.
And you are in straight fat boy status. Yep. You are not caring. Your plate, like, you had to make two trips with one plate. I've never seen anyone get a wheelbarrow.
Trip two's coming.
And move their food around the studio like you have.
It is some good-looking barbecue. Can't wait to dive into it.
Yeah, me too. You want to keep going a little Astros?
We can.
I'm still a bit perturbed.
Did you feel it coming on?
You know, I kind of did, but I'll be honest with you. My Houston was showing last night, and I got all caught up in the moment, and it up 4-0. I was foolish enough to think, oh, they could win this. Little did I know, and did I forget.
Did Kirsten not warn you that you were not supposed to even think, let alone tweet, anything negative?
I didn't know. Because I was behind, see. I didn't, like, somebody was trying to ruin it for me on Twitter on the way home. And so I told them, I don't remember who it was, but they asked me about Judge striking out. I was like, bro, if you tweet one more time, I'm going to block you because you're ruining it for me. And he was like, you're not watching the game. And I just had to put my phone away, which is my own rule. I get it. I hate people that are like, spoiler alert, bro. Like, hey, you know what? Don't be on Twitter. Don't be listening to radio if you don't want to know. So I put it on XM satellite and drove home.
Okay.
Did some yard work, got back inside and turned on the Astros game, and then started watching it from there. So I didn't tweet during the game. I didn't, you know, give any predictions, but I really thought up 4-0 that they had a chance to win that game. I felt like that they had enough to be able to hold on at the way that McCullers was pitching, and the bullpen just fell apart. And you know what? It happens. So I'm not going to be too down on this team, but I really felt like 3 hits and 4 runs, that's just not enough. They're going to have to get better in a hurry at the plate.
Yeah, offensively, they just aren't the same team that they were all season long, and even into the Red Sox series. When you look at it, there wasn't a game in the Red Sox series that didn't at least get one run in the first inning. I mean, they haven't sniffed a run. I mean, you're looking at that game last night. You're hoping you don't get to the point where Sonny Gray gets off the hook enough that they get to their bullpen. And they finally kind of pulled him after he was pitching well. But Gurriel with the big hit, and you're like, okay, maybe this opens the floodgates. And even still, it didn't happen. And you just left them close enough. I hate the term the Yankees mystique. I hate how everybody now thinks that the Yankees are back to, you know, their comeback ways, and that Yankee Stadium is the loudest, greatest place on the planet and all this other stuff. But the only way to shut them up is you got to get the bats going. Yeah. And they're just not. And I agree with you. I said to Lisa before game three, I said, you know what? The temperatures with a night game, with a team that plays in Houston and for the most part hasn't really had to deal with cold weather, is going to be an issue.
Yeah.
And then I said, but the key is going to be check their body language and check what they're wearing. And by what they're wearing, I mean, if they're bundled up, if they got the sleeves and the mock turtlenecks and the half face mask, ski hat kind of thing underneath their hats or anything like that, that means that they're allowing the weather to be a factor, and you saw a lot of it.
Yeah. At least it's not super cold where you're seeing breath yet.
Well, I like day games because then it's at least
it's a little warmer,
in the 60s, 50s, so that at least early in the game, they don't have that as a mental factor. But as it gets to the nighttime hours, like even last night, it just seems like they tighten up. So,
what happened to, I thought we had a call. He decided to wait. He waited too long.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Damn it.
I told him to wait.
Yeah. Come on, guy. We're eating over here. Gotta give us a minute.
Not completely yet, but call back. We'll definitely get
I was
there.
Waiting on this text. This is right away. Look, hey, Barry, pitching isn't important, that, right? Especially when the bats get cold, right? Not trying to be an ass, but, bro, you still believe that? You're just basically ignoring the two wild card games and the division series and everything that happened in those and all the runs that were put up. Yeah, I am. Bats go cold. It happens. My point was, and I got into an argument with somebody else, which I love this, by the way. I love this job, and that you're going to be, people are going to point out when you're wrong. No one ever tweets me when I'm right. No one ever calls. No one ever texts.
That's the story of our life.
No one ever tweets me when I get it right. But I get it. I get it. It's my job. I expect it. But my point was, is, and will remain to be, I used statistics earlier in the year showing that previous World Series winners put up significant run numbers in the playoffs, debunking the idea that it's strictly about pitching. Do bats go cold? Yes. Do you face hot pitchers? Yes. It can happen. But the previous numbers from previous years are still intact and don't lie.
I'm glad you're still fired
People
up.
People put up numbers in the playoffs. Look at the division series. Where was all your pitching then? Where was your text then? I didn't think so.
You
are the bats cold? Yes. Are the Yankees pitching out of their minds? Absolutely. It happens, dude. It's sports.
You yelled me last night.
Good Lord.
I hadn't even chimed in. I was letting you and I think it was Adrian go at it. And
I just, you know, it's
I was just like, hey, I'll hang up and listen.
I feel like some of these idiots just sit around waiting. Oh, you're wrong!
Oh,
yeah, you know what?
In
a business where you talk and you give opinions, you're going to be wrong. I'm wrong just as much as I am right. Trust me on that.
Oh, stop it. You are not.
I am.
You're wrong way more than you are right. Let's get that straight.
We're not missing breaks today. I'm eating.
No. So the lineups are in. We can get to those for both squads. Basically, nothing shocking for the Stros, but they are getting back to business in terms of their regulars at every position for Dallas Keuchel. Yankees, pretty much the same, although Gary Sanchez is back behind the plate. So we'll get to the lineups. We'll talk about the matchups. We'll talk about where you're at mentally with everything that's going on with this now best of three game series between the Astros and the Yankees. And of course, on the other side of the equation, you better get to business and get rolling one way or the other because it's pretty much over in the National League. So we can talk about that as well. But we're just getting started. It's the usual suspects. We're here till 4. Don't go anywhere. Back with a whole lot more ESPN 97.5.
Buying WA, it was gangsta at the top of the list. Then I played my old, it went something like this.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Results may vary. Call for details.
You've been thinking about LASIK for years. You've heard how LASIK can be a life changer, and now there's never been a better time to see if LASIK is right for you. That's right. If you're looking for LASIK in Houston, Jaffe Custom LASIK has advanced custom laser technology, and now the best price guaranteed.
I put this off for years. It was over in seconds, and within 24 hours, I had better than 20/20 vision.
A beautiful facility and the latest technology. Jaffe LASIK's changed my life.
Jaffe is your answer for safe, pain-free, affordable LASIK. Jaffe LASIK can correct nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism. And now for the best price in Houston, guaranteed. Don't wait any longer. Get your 100% free LASIK exam to see if LASIK is right for you. Call and schedule your free LASIK exam. Just dial **2020 on your mobile phone now. Dial **2020. The exam is 100% free. Just dial **2020 on your mobile phone now. That's **2020. Dial **2020.
Hey, Houston homeowners, John Granato here for Renter's Warehouse, your residential property management experts. Are you a part-time landlord rocking rent collection and maintenance repairs? Are you buried in lunchtime errands and after-dinner tenant tasks that take you away from the good life? Well, do it yourselfers. It's time to outsource your headaches so you can increase your opportunities. Let Renter's Warehouse manage your properties and set you on the fast track to financial and lifestyle freedom. The Rent Estate Advisors at Renter's Warehouse specialize in tenant placement with 18-month warranties, rent collection, maintenance coordination, paperwork processing, and much more. There's no marketing fees, no cancellation fees, just total focus on making you money. So stop managing, start multiplying your investment opportunities with Renter's Warehouse. Turn your attention to growing your portfolio and your earnings and let them take care of the rest. They'll even connect you to rent-to-state savvy agents and lenders. Call a rent-to-state advisor today at 713-224-RENT or go to renterswarehouse.com. That's 713-224-RENT. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-to-state.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
The crazy stuff happening in Washington means really smart people, I mean the best people, get a chance, for the moment, to refi their mortgage or pull cash out of their homes until the president can put a lid on things.
Be one of those really smart people by getting Cash Call Mortgage's 15-year fixed, no closing cost refi at today's super low 2.99% rate and APR. But you need to act now, even if you're in process with another lender. Take 5 minutes to call and grab this 2.99% 15-year fixed rate with no closing costs from Cash Call Mortgage. Make the cash call at 855-875-CASH or log on to cashcallmortgage.com.
And believe me, this is not fake news.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for disclosures, terms, and restrictions. Not licensed in all states. Not available in Washington State. NMLS 128231.
That's 855-875-CASH. 855-875-CASH.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back with The Usual Suspects. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel. Till 4 as we continue to roll on, we gave you the choice of positives or negatives. The positive being the Rockets, the negative being the Astros. You guys, shockingly, have taken the negative lane to start with. So we are on the negative nannies that are doubting your Houston Astros. As we continue to devour Dickie's Barbecue. Anil did us up right with this, was it tailgate package? Dickie's Barbecue on West Belfort. Fantastic.
I said it's got 2 pounds of brisket and 2 pounds of pulled pork. And Nestor was like, 2 pounds? What's everyone else going to eat? Yeah, I'm telling you what, once you eat it, I can see that being the case where you just don't relent and no one gets any food. It's really good.
Yeah, Nestor, jealousy is a disease. And we're not going to deny the fact that if it's good food, we're in.
Man.
And it's, by the time you get here, it's going to be out.
My other favorite thing about people pointing out when you're wrong is that once you, like, you texted the show and you pointed out that I was wrong. And I read your text and I addressed it. And did I get fired up? Yeah, because you were being a jerk in the text. And then you wonder why I come back at you. And then everyone's like, wait, why are you getting upset? This is the same. This happened on Twitter last night where somebody was like, I don't mean to say anything, but.
Right.
Well, if you're going to come at me, just expect me to, to return serve. Like, if, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that they're not hitting or that they are hitting. I get it. I get it. But it doesn't change the past. And, you know, if you're trying to be a jerk, I'm going to be a jerk back. That's all. I'm sensitive. Everyone knows how sensitive I am.
All right. I'm super Chris sensitive. Wants to get in here on the Astros. Let's get Chris in here to talk some Stros. What's up?
Chris!
Yes, sir.
What's wrong with your Astros, dude?
How y'all doing today?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing good. No, I was just curious what y'all's opinion was of, like, basically the lackluster outfield, flat-footedness, laziness. I mean, we're watching the ball bounce off the fence, and Judge is damn near knocking himself out trying to catch a ball.
They're just cold, man. They're just chilly. I mean, if they get a couple more layers on them today, they're going to be just fine.
No, I think what you're seeing is some of that. I kind of noticed that with Marwin throughout. Like, if you watch Marwin, he's not the most active in left field. He's pretty lackadaisical, but he knows there's no chance of a triple in that case or that scenario most of the time. So it's probably going to be a double anyways. And I don't know that I think if he felt like there was a chance to get somebody on a specific play, he's going to hustle it out. But most of the time when you're watching them just kind of nonchalant it, it's because there's no chance of not preventing a double. So there's no point in going crazy and maybe making a mistake either. And that's the only excuse that I could think of, Chris.
Who was it? Gregorius got the triple?
Yeah. Yeah. That
was ugly. Gregorius got the triple. That was ugly. I do feel what you're saying, Chris, because you can see it. And I don't know what it is because this is the biggest stage. This is the biggest time of the year. This is what you played your ass off all regular season for. So I can't put my finger on it to explain it, but I would hope that someone in that clubhouse lights a fire under a whole bunch of asses today because the time is now. I don't like it if they come back down 3-2. I just don't. I did not think we were going to be in a position like this. And now, you know, it's tough. I heard Bregman say after the game, you know, they punched us in the mouth. We got to come back. We're going to be all right. Sometimes it depends on how hard you're punched in the mouth. And yes, the pitching lines up for you, but the bats still have to get going and the body language has to follow. I mean, for as loosey-goosey and club Astros and fun and games this team has been all year long, they're starting to look tighter and tighter. Springer can't stop talking to himself. He's just got to relax and get back to where he was.
Oh, well, the Yankees are doing what they're supposed to do, though, too. Remember, this is, I mean, it's great if you can just walk in and roll and never have to worry about anything. But there's another team on the other side of that diamond as well. And they have good players, and they made it all the way to the championship series because of those good players. And, you know, you've got to go out there and you have to win a game. And I think last night the Astros went out and lost. They tried to go out and win by putting up 4 runs, but they went out and lost the game. And, you know, I am with him on the whole lazy thing when it came to Maben's play.
Oh, for sure.
That pissed me off.
We both were on the same page.
But I get it if it's a double and nothing. It's not going to not be a double, but it's not going to be a triple. If you're not, you know, going 1,000%, that doesn't bother me as much. If they do that and a guy gets an extra bag or gets an extra 90 feet or whatever, then that would piss me off. But as far as, you know, The Astros did what they were supposed to do at home. The Yankees are doing what they're supposed to do at home. This is why it goes 4-3-4, to put some drama, to put some intrigue. If you're the Astros and you can steal one on the road, great.
What? 4-3-4, you mean 2-3-2.
What'd I say? Yeah, 2-3-2, my bad.
Yeah, because I was going to say,
4-3-4 would
be
weird.
From an NBA perspective, with my background in a 7-game series, you're holding serve.
Right.
That's what you're supposed to do. So the Astros held serve.
That's the point.
You hope the Yankees don't hold serve, but their whole mission going in was, if you just get one, you get home field advantage back for the final two games of the series. You're in a control. You're a position of control because you're up 3-2 and you have the last two games here.
Here's what I'm worried about, and I've kind of expressed this before, and I'm going to say it again because I'm not sure that I like the direction that this is headed. And I'll just go ahead and put the warning out there now. And Josh, we're going to get to you, I promise. But the fact that it's Tanaka and Keuchel tonight, or as Max Kellerman would say, Keuchel. The fact that it's Tanaka and Keuchel tonight, probably tomorrow is Severino versus Verlander. Not tomorrow, but on the 20th, it's Severino versus Verlander at home.
Right.
Assuming that the Yankees win tonight.
I don't want to assume.
The Astros win on the 20th. Your Game 7 matchup is probably Peacock versus Sabathia. You happy with
that? You're not bringing McCullers back?
On short rest?
Yeah.
The way he's pitched?
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay.
Do you trust McCullers
on
short rest?
So everybody's in play, right?
I get it. But you're going to bring him back with all the injuries.
You're going to go Peacock instead of Morton?
I mean, do you trust Morton?
Dude,
he gave up, seven runs? Seven earned? I know he pitched better.
He pitched well.
The runs still count. The runs still count. So, yeah. Well, okay, either way, it doesn't matter. Pick a name, not name Verlander or Keuchel going against Sabathia.
I'm not happy with that.
Are you comfortable with that?
From before the series even started, I'd like to have it and have them set up so that Verlander would be, I'm sorry, Randy McAvoy for a second, Verlander.
But this
Verlander
is why
would
I said,
be set up for game seven.
Right. This is why I wanted Peacock to pitch tonight. Because then you come home where Keuchel is damn near unhittable at home. He pitches in game six, and then Verlander is in game seven. I really like the setup of that better as opposed to game seven. It's Sabathia versus, pick a name, Peacock, McCullers, McHugh, it doesn't matter. But I don't like their chances with any of those guys going against Sabathia. It scares me.
Yeah, I mean, look. I can tell you that, and again, I'm not a lifelong Houstonian, but I got here as fast as I could. And I've seen a lot of the mishaps from a sports perspective, but I couldn't help but feel it was coming last night. And I wanted that feeling to go away. And I was uneasy. I kept saying, come on, just, you know, nine outs. You know, keep counting down the outs. Keep saying, look, this is, you know, you can get through this. And then the inevitable started happening, and it rips your guts out. And I'm like, okay, now it becomes a psychological battle because now, psychologically, you've got to come back tomorrow, which is today, and try and put that behind you and really try and be positive in the outlook of saying, look, we got a best of three series, starts today.
And two of them are at home.
And two of them are at home.
Yeah, that's it.
That's right, but the pitching
matchup? This is why you went out and got veterans. This is why you went out and got McCann and Beltran, and because they've been through this and they can get these young guys to understand, hey, it's a best of three, we get two at home. We're still in good shape, guys. Nobody freak out.
No doubt about it.
But yeah, let's do the call. Josh, because I know we're going to go. Josh, what's up, man?
Hey, thanks. I mean, what did you not like from McCullers yesterday? All I want from him is to give me six innings, and that's where I'm on A.J. Hinch. There is only Davinsky and Giles in the bullpen that I halfway trust. As we saw yesterday, I guess that's not true. But that's why we have these guys like Peacock. I don't understand why he didn't just split the game, say, McCullers, thank you so much. Like, if you would have told me at the beginning of the game, hey, McCullers is going to go through six innings with one hit and no earned runs, we're going to win that game. All you have to do is bring in one of these arms that we've had all year. Why not? Even McHugh, how many innings did McHugh pitch? He pitched like
four
innings the other day?
Yep, four.
Come on. This is the playoffs. This is, and I agree with you. I mean, we got a hit. Bregman, Margo, what's his name? All of our catchers, Evan Gattis and Brian McCann, can't hit anything right now. So all of those guys got to show up and they got to get some hits. Josh Reddick, you got to get on base, Josh Reddick. But the point of the playoffs is that you get to these positions and you have to know your strengths. Yes, and this is their job as a reliever. Musgrove wasn't ready for that. Like yesterday, Will Harris, or 2 days ago, Will Harris isn't ready for that situation. Come on. Know your staff and know what you're... I loved A.J. Hinch all year. But here in these pressure situations, this is where you got to step up and make that call that you wouldn't normally make. Because if we win that game yesterday, today is a whole different day. If we go into today with all the power and Keuchel... I mean, first of all, I think we win today. Keuchel's not going to give up more than one or two runs if he gives up one or two runs. So Keuchel's going to keep them real low, and as long as we show up and get a couple of hits, we should win today. But yesterday was very disappointing. And why do we have Peacock? What are we doing with Pete? We're saving him for game seven? No! You got to do this right now. Like today, if Keuchel gets me through seven and he's solid, you better not bring somebody like Liriano or somebody that is going to definitely give up hits. You have got to go with your strength. You cannot go with these people that are iffy right now. We just can't do it. Can't do it. Thanks, guys.
Hey, man, great call, Josh.
Yeah, it really
felt
was.
The passion.
I feel like out of the bullpen today, you're probably going to get 6 to 7 out of Keuchel, and it's going to be a really short list of names that you'll see. You might see Musgrove. You might see Gregerson and Giles.
I'm sorry, but I know I've had it in the past. Giles makes my stomach turn, too, right now. But look.
But Giles also gave you 2 solid innings in his previous
save. You got 1 of your 2 horses, and this is what they're there for. So I totally agree. You expect him to go a long way today.
You got no choice.
Right.
This is who you got.
Did you see McHugh today?
No. I don't know. As well as he pitched, you may have to save him for game 7.
You might, but we'll see. This is the, like I said, this is the bed that they made. This is what they're lying in. So you hope that they get the bats going early, that Keuchel is Keuchel. Amazing stats that I saw in Keuchel's lines career against the Yankees. Never given up a long ball to the Yankees. That's fantastic. You know, if he is what he hated being grilled about these questions with his first start against the Yankees. But hey, grill him all you want, as long as he continues to do what he's been doing. Stay that way against the Yankees, and you at least got a shot going into today. That's all you can ask for. So we're going to continue to roll on. We're going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to get back to more business. We can talk about the Astros. We can talk about the Rockets' big win. Talk about the Dodgers and Cubs, and talk about the Texans with a bye week. A whole lot to get to here on the show today, and we'd love to have you participate. HRP listener line, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us on Twitter, ESPN975.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects. Shout out to Richard Parker, who is checking in with us. Always one of the loyal Usual Suspects when he can be. And I want to give him a little love on the air there. We were talking Astros before the
break.
You're
going to be all right there, Chief?
I'm going to be all right, dude. It's a different kind of setup when you're trying to eat lunch and work at the same time. But it's not something that I'm pushing away from. When it's good food. Adrian's already texting you. I mean, tweeting you again.
Yeah,
now he's
a
Dodgers fan.
Yeah.
So, we are getting a lot of feedback on pulling McCullers early and all this on AJ. I mean, feel free to chime in. If you really believe that this is on Hinch and this is long term, I think Smoltz had a great point last night in the fact that when everything is hyper magnified in the playoffs, people forget Joe Girardi's ass was on the line. In the last series because of a replay challenge he didn't make and the fact that the Yankees fans were clamoring that he shouldn't even been on the in the dugout managing the next game. They booed him during intros.
Yeah.
But yet now, a series later, with where they're sitting and what he's done and the fact that if he did indeed put the hit and run on last night, which allowed the Yankees to get the extra base, that, hey, he's managing his tail off, but everything is going to be hyper-analyzed, and one mistake or one, you know, armchair manager is going to start putting the pressure on everybody. And you're right. He didn't pitch. He didn't hit. He didn't run the bases. But he is going to be the first line of fire for fans' feedback because of the fact that he is the manager of the team.
Now, so we've had 2 different score predictions come in over the text. Somebody said 12-1 Yankees.
Ugh.
The other one said, or asked, if the Astros catch fire, put up 8 to 10 runs in the first inning, should they pull Keuchel? No. No, go get the win at that point, because you can't count in anybody else out there. And what's this rumor I hear about Brad Peacock? Was that something that we can or can't mention? I mean, I know I brought it up anyways.
Yeah, you went and did it, so you might as well finish it off, but...
I heard, and I don't know where or who or how this got started, Did Peacock make a pass at AJ Hinch's wife?
I saw some things on social media.
Yes, I just saw it on Twitter.
That can't be true. There's no way.
You know.
That can't be true. Maybe somebody was just like tongue-in-cheek. You know how somebody will be like, wow, does Liriano have naked pictures of AJ Hinch? Because he sure does get in the game a lot when he shouldn't. Maybe it was one of those, right? Like, well, maybe they're not putting Peacock in the game because he made a pass at AJ's wife. That just can't be the case.
It had to be just tongue-in-cheek to try and explain why he hasn't been on the field.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, because if otherwise, he went all Delonte West on him,
boy.
Oh, boy. Then you got all kinds of issues. But hopefully that's not the case. Because, look, I mean, this team, for as bad as it's gone, we know there were stretches like this during the regular year. They got swept by the A's. They got swept by the White Sox at one time. But they bounced back. And you fully expect that if this team has done it in the regular season like that, that hopefully they can do it starting today. And, again, I keep going back to the pitching matchups. But, look, yeah, Tanaka was good, but Keuchel was better. And if you are going to be faced with this situation, which, of course, you wanted to avoid, the fact that you have your two horses lined up 1-2 is a very good thing.
Somebody said Granato started that
rumor. That's what Jose just
said. That doesn't surprise me.
Well, I saw it last night.
Not in the least. On Twitter?
I saw it last night on Twitter from one of our listeners.
Wow.
So I know that it had been kicked around a little bit, but let's not kick it if it's
hilarious. No, I think we should. We should keep it going.
Nothing says credibility like that.
We should.
Okay, well then, you started it. Keep going.
I can't believe that Brad Peacock was out there and he grabbed her bottom. No, I'm just kidding. All right. He did. What? All right, you want to do these callers? I know we got some angry folks listening.
BMZ reporting from the studio telling you exactly what didn't happen with the Astros.
Yeah, let's do it. Scott!
Scott, what's up?
Be angry, Scott. What's up?
Oh, no, I'm not angry.
You should be.
But you guys need to relax a little bit. I'm a Yankee fan. I shouldn't be angry.
Okay.
You know.
Never mind.
But you guys need to relax. The Astros are the better team. You're probably going to win the series. But we're a good hitter, another good hitter, and a really good pitcher away. So if you don't do it this year, you better watch out because we're going to get them.
Scott, have you not seen this Astros bullpen? What makes you think that they could win the series when they get a lead?
Because if Keuchel owns the Yankees, Verlander's a very good pitcher. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
I'm glad that's coming from a Yankee fan because you understand Houston fans, we have no faith in that.
Dude, right
now. You know, I'm a long suffering Yankee fan. It's been 8 years since we won the World Series.
Oh, bless your heart. It's been, let me see, ever? Since the Astros have won a World Series?
05 was the last appearance in a World Series.
I don't know why the news isn't covering that the way they covered the Cubs last year.
Right?
But you guys will be fine. Don't worry. But you better do it this year because we're coming.
All right. Well, if you're coming, wear protection. We appreciate you, buddy. That was a great call. I'm just saying. I mean, if they're going to talk.
Joseph, I am. My virgin ears can't take stuff like that.
You want to get back to the BMZ report? No?
All right. No, I'm good.
I mean, look, yeah, that's a typical Yankee fan, too. I was going to remind him, hey, when you go and make moves like that, they can backfire. Like, how much are you paying Jacoby Ellsbury to be your pinch runner?
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
Like in the high teens to $20 million range. And that's the kind of deals the Yankees make. But yeah, you obviously, when you're in a big market and you're in a situation like Brian Cashman and the Yankees, sure. But look, even when I saw some of the local news stations that have been in New York asking Yankee fans, they expect to see this matchup and they expect to see the Astros there for the next 3 to 5 years minimum. So that's a good sign. But at the same time, once you're getting there, you don't want to be the Buffalo Bills.
Who do you think is rooting more? Do you think anyone is out there rooting more for the Astros than the person that wrote the article for Sports Illustrated? They're so close to making that person look like a genius by putting the Astros on the cover a couple years ago and saying 2017
World Series
champs. I feel like they're rooting even more than Astros fans are. And by the way, poor Scott is getting no love. Everyone's hating on Scott on the text lines. They're like, bleep that Yankee fan. Like, he was being nice. Be nice. We're Houston. We're nice to people. Don't be mean to Yankee fans. He was saying your team's going to win. I don't know why you'd be angry at Scott.
You telling me
what
to be nice to people.
No, I was telling the texters to be nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I was telling them. Yeah.
No. All right. Well, we've got one in the books already. Two still to go, the big show. So we still got 2 hours to get to a lot of stuff. Scott, we see you. We're going to get to you next as you want to talk about A.J. Hinch. And, of course, Kevin, you want to be more of the positive on the day as you want to get to the Red Nation effect that had a late night
World Championship bound
last night, ruining the ring ceremony and banner presentation of the Golden State Warriors. Don't go anywhere. Hour number two is just minutes away. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.